The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Which we've seen teams draft two rookies before. How well has it worked out? I mean, you've taken a guy. See, it's the most open competition, but it also becomes the toughest competition because you got a season you got to get ready for. You know, the OTAs, the minicamp were important. Both guys were available during all that stuff. So you can't blame them for that, like sitting on or anything like Shamar Stewart. So it's not their fault. So it becomes, it's incumbent upon the organization to then provide the opportunity for him. And if you had a guy you were going clearly with that was going to be your future, well, then there's only so many opportunities. But if it's just a great big question mark, then I think you're open to criticism. Like, as much as I want to say to the people who aren't Browns fans, but they're Shador fans and they're listening on the app in Texas or Colorado or anything, as much as I want to tell them, like, guys, hold on. They're trying to do right by Shador. They're trying to do right by Shador. You just see a bad franchise that's had a bad history with quarterbacks that has a bunch of not so great quarterbacks around your favorite quarterback. If you're a Dillon Gabriel fan, which is far fewer than Shador Sanders, you think the same thing. So why are these guys getting opportunities over my guy? Why are these guys getting that way? Joe Flacco has a fan base here. It's not a very large, boisterous fan base. He's of a different generation. But you don't have this feeling years ago like you do now where these guys have real fan bases. Dillon has a smaller fan base. Shador has a massive one. And you may think, what's it matter? And they could tell you up, down, and around the way as much as they can. Well, he needs more of this. He needs more of that. Yeah, but you can't provide it for him. And I think they're just in a rock and hard place because I said it last week, and I mean it now. The only other scenario, the only other training camp I think that would provide him any opportunity like the Browns are providing is maybe New Orleans. I mean, Justin Fields, you are getting ready for the season with him. Tyler Shuck, in so many ways, I don't know if there's reps to go around without Tyler Shuck. Justin Fields, there ain't no reps with the ones. Joe Flacco's an old man. Joe Flacco doesn't need all the reps. I mean, he said so himself. Browns have said so themselves. Here's an opportunity. The best other opportunity I told you is not in this league. So it's very difficult for a guy like Shador, and it's very difficult for his fans. But then again, you look at the team and you go, this team's not good anyway. Why are you guys worried about playing all these other guys? Just play my favorite player. He's got the highest ceiling, Ken. You said it himself. So play the guy who has the highest ceiling, which it seems irresponsible to do because I want him to be in the best possible shape mentally to go out there and take it in. That means he's got to be able to digest the offense. And apparently they don't believe that he is right now.
Yeah, Ken, I just wonder, you know, I started out the show talking about what a mess I thought the QB situation was for this year because I just didn't see a way that they could give the reps the way they would need to allocate them in the right manner and evaluate that quarterback room and also then get a quarterback ready for week one. I didn't think they could do all those things. I didn't have a lot of trust. You kept asking, do we trust the organization to do all that? I wouldn't trust almost any organization to do that, but especially this one. And that's what makes this so hard. It almost seems like you had too many people within that building making decisions on bringing in quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Because you would never strategize this. You would never say at the onset, all right, here's what we're going to do to finally figure out the one position, the position that's the most important of all of sports. Here's how we're going to attack this. What are we going to do? First thing we're going to do is we're going to trade for Kenny Pickett. All right, we're going to do that. Then we're going to go and add Joe Flacco. Then we're also going to draft Dillon Gabriel, overdraft him by almost every measure, by almost everybody who has broken down this draft. I get it. They might love him more than the others.
Which, man, makes it tough because that like guarantees him a spot
on
the roster.
And then they give him that, and then it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe Shador Sanders is still here. We got to take him. And then we're going to trade Travis Hunter for a first-round pick next year, which almost guarantees that no matter what happens this year with the quarterbacks, we're going to go back into the well next year with either number one overall, number two, number three, whatever, or trade up to that spot. That almost guarantees that you're wasting time with all the guys this year.
And that's, well, and this is not, I know we've been serious football guys here, but that's why I said 40 minutes ago to all the fans, That's why the healthiest thing for us to do as fans is to take it as a house money season. You just want it to be what? Forgettable. Because if you get that deep with it, you're going to get just as frustrated as I do, and you don't want to be that way. Make it forgettable. You don't want to be as forgettable. You don't want to be as frustrated as I am. That's a frustrating time because you got to split the difference, Tone. You see what serious football guys, quote unquote, are doing, but also you got fans who are going, "Hey, who gives a bleep? Come on, play the guy who entertains me. Play the guy who entertains me." Joe Flacco can entertain you. I see no problem. If we were going strictly entertainment purposes.
Well, Jameis Winston. You could just brought back Jameis Winston.
That's true.
That was some entertaining football times.
Hey, you just saw what the Bucks are bringing in Teddy Bridgewater to back up Baker Mayfield. Surprised he wasn't a possibility for us. Hell, for all we know, it probably was. So you start the season, I go, I'd be entertained by Joe Flacco. And then when Joe Flacco's gone, well, who's going to entertain me the most? Is Dillon Gabriel going to entertain me? Not according to what they're saying about him in camp. Is Kenny Pickett? Shador Sanders? Now that could be an entertaining quarterback. Hopefully for the better. 216-474-0092. Got a lot of people there. I'm going to get to you guys because you guys have been waiting around forever. Michael Lombardi, he was great with us. Hear that, 92.3thefan.com. Says the Browns have put themselves in a very difficult position with those four quarterbacks. Now five quarterbacks with Tyler Huntley, but you bring in a fifth because you got a couple of guys banged up, and it's put Shador Sanders maybe behind the eight ball.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.